This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Welcome to our live Sunday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to join the show, that's how you do it. Although there's also the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and that is a way for you to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, and tonight that us includes me, Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Mark.
So, as always, you can bring up what you want. We've got, you know, of course, news that we bring in. I know, Richie, on the way, there's some, I guess, news from, New York cops photoshopping mugshots?
Yes.
That's an interesting story.
I don't know if it's New York cops, but this comes from the New York Times. I also found it in some Oregon newspaper earlier in the week, so I was hoping that this one had an update to the story as well.
Yeah, so we can talk about that. Plus, gun sellers apparently selling guns on Facebook, which is a no-no, but somehow they've found some sort of a loophole or a workaround. We can discuss that. Plus, American Indian headdresses have been banned at a music festival in, well, of course, San Francisco. So these are all things that, you know, are on deck, but we may or may not get to them because it's open phones every night here on Free Talk Live. And we are expecting a special guest to join us here in just a few moments on, actually, our Discord server. He did just join the Discord, so I'm not sure when he'll pop into the on-air call-in line rooms, but we'll get to our guest and introduce him when the time's appropriate. So let's start with the headdress thing from the Daily Mail. DailyMail.co.uk. American Indian headdresses have been banned at San Francisco's Outside Lands Music Festival, according to organizers. The feathered headpieces, which have become a controversial fashion trend at music shows across the U.S.
I can see it from here. Finish the headline, because the second part of the headline is funny as to why.
Oh, the rest of the headline? So banned at this festival to prevent hipsters from wearing them, was the claim at the Daily Mail. Organizers
cultural
said,
appropriation run amok.
In a statement
that
they sent to the San Francisco Chronicle, they were banning the headdresses, quote, out of respect for Native American heritage and culture. They added that we are committed to creating a safe, respectful, and inclusive environment for all. Now, that's not to say that anyone who is a Native American actually asked them to do this.
Yeah, probably not.
Oftentimes what you have is this, white people virtue signaling that goes on. There are certainly Native American activists out there that will jump on any opportunity to make some noise about Native Americans, and so I wouldn't be surprised if somebody was upset at one point. The thing is that, you know, if somebody, I've got Irish heritage, so all you people are out there that are drinking or, socially appropriating my heritage, right? Put down that whiskey. Bunch of posers.
That might be Native American heritage.
No, whoa. We were drunk long before the Native Americans ever found alcohol. Nobody seems to care if you're of certain heritage, but if you're of other heritage, it's a really big deal.
It's a lot more allowable on St. Patrick's Day than it is Cinco de Mayo.
Right, that's right. People make a big deal about Cinco de Mayo, and in fact, Mexicans really don't care about that holiday much at all. So,
it's just an excuse for Americans to drink.
I think that
most holidays, yeah.
I've looked into this American Indian issue quite a bit, and while I won't say the Washington D.C. football team's name because I think it's pejorative.
The Redskins?
That's right. I think it's pejorative. I don't like it.
Okay. Wasn't there another football or baseball team or something that actually changed their name?
I believe the Cleveland Indians are, thinking about changing Chief Wahoo, I think is what his name is.
I thought there was like a Western
There may have been.
Somewhere out west. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a sports guy.
Well, if you're saying it's a team, then yes, somebody's changed their name.
But like an Indian-related team. Like
maybe a high school team. I don't know of anything.
I felt like it was one of them bigger names, but I don't know.
Maybe
it's just a controversy over one of them that's bubbled up.
The one that's most controversial is the Washington football team.
The Redskins.
Well, you can say it all. You can say it over and over again. I don't care. You're not going to get me upset about it. It's ridiculous. But I'm not going to say it because I think it's wrong. However, when they've polled actual American Indians on this subject,
they don't care.
Mostly they just don't care.
Right.
So it's a small portion of them that care, and then a smaller portion of that that care at all, care a lot. So
there used to be controversy over the tomahawk chop as well during, was it Braves games?
The tomahawk chop is also done during the Florida Seminole Indians, the Seminole, Florida State Seminole games.
Sure.
But the Florida State team is endorsed by
the Seminoles.
The Seminoles, right? And which makes the people that want to be active about this really upset. And that's the thing is you don't know who gets to say. If I'm one Seminole and I'm upset that the Seminoles are doing Seminole, right, this choppy thing, then I suppose you've got credence. If I'm just a white guy with an opinion on it, then okay. If I'm a crippled black woman, then my opinion really matters, I guess. I don't know. It's all this identity politics stuff, and I think we do need to have some level of empathy towards people. That's why I don't use the Washington football team's name, but because I'm just not going to, I'm just not going to participate at certain levels. However, I think this can go way too far.
Okay.
And most American Indians tribes didn't use this giant feathery headdress thing. Just a few of them did.
Sure.
And, look, we found feathers. We're going to make something out of it. And I see why people want them. They're cool.
Yes.
They
look great. They've got pictures of, hot women at festivals here wearing Indian headdresses.
It turns out that hot women in any circumstance look good, but yeah.
Right. So they've banned, according to the San Francisco Chronicle that wrote, the original story about this, adding that they're committed to creating a safe, respectful, and inclusive environment for all. Native Americans argue that tribal headdresses should only be worn by chiefs and warriors as a symbol of bravery and not by non-natives as fashion items or fancy dress. Festival goers are also banned from taking totems. Taking totems, according to an official list online. Does that mean you can't bring a totem into the festival? I guess that's
sounds
what that
like
means.
It, yeah.
They will also be stopped from bringing in selfie sticks, fireworks, and drones.
What's that appropriation of?
I think these are just rules for the festival. Assistant professor of American Studies at Brown University, Adrian Keene, first wrote about the issue in 2010, saying wearing them helps to, quote, promote stereotyping of native cultures.
And what is the stereotyping, though? See, this is the thing. Is they'll
clear.
Say, it's bad, but how's it bad?
Yes.
Are you saying it's bad? Like, you're going out there and you're saying this Indian hat is bad? Why? Who the hell are you to say that this Indian hat is bad?
I don't see how it does anything to stereotype anyone. I mean, wearing a Indian headdress doesn't stereotype Indians as heavy drinkers as you did earlier.
It's a common joke amongst me.
But that's the thing. Jokes have a victim usually, right? There's usually somebody who's being picked on in a joke. And people who have a sense of humor are fine with that.
I made several jokes about Irishmen drinking,
yes,
and you're not mentioning that.
We're talking about Indians right now.
Okay.
Okay. So, people who want to get offended are going to find something to get offended about. And no matter what, no matter how safe you try to make the safe room or safe zone or whatever they call them these days, where the young kids need their little safe space. That's what it is, safe space. There's probably still somebody who's going to get upset about something. Maybe it'll be another person who's in the safe space, right? Like, even if it's a completely nondescript room with padded walls or something like that, there's still something that's going to offend these easily offendable, looking to be offended kind of people. We can continue.
They started out angry.
Yeah.
They found this issue.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms, and you can join us here, whether you want to talk about so-called cultural appropriation or anything that's on your mind. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition. More coming up.
You know what sucks? Not being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, within legal and ethical constraints, of course. Being stuck in a boring job or stressful business, or living in fear that your wife or girlfriend might get mad at you if you do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
portion of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're brought to you by Bitcoin.com, great website with a ton of features, especially for people who are new to Bitcoin, but even those who've been into it for a long time, you're going to find some really valuable information there. They recently launched their local.bitcoin.com website that allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. You finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy because there's no what they call know your customer requirements. You don't have to show identification in order to create an account there at local.bitcoin.com. And also the communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So head on over to local.bitcoin.com.
And one thing I, when I was talking to Roger Revere, the sort of head guy over there at bitcoin.com, he said that basically you're completely safe in buying Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com.
He said that.
As long as you're doing buying.
Yeah, I'm going to add to that you...
That's a bold statement.
I'm gonna. If I were there, I would have stopped him on saying that because no, you're not. You need to follow the rules as a buyer in order to be completely safe. So okay. There are scam artists on the site because again, it's an anonymous site, so you got to be careful. A common scam that is trying to be run on new buyers who don't know what they're doing, is you'll open a trade with somebody.
Yep.
And let's say it's a PayPal trade, and you know they got a good price, right? It's just right. Below market, so they'll price like just below market to attract you in, and then they'll say, okay, well here's my PayPal address. But if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know that you need to make sure they put the money in escrow, that the Bitcoin Cash needs to be put in escrow.
I see.
Because if they don't put the coin in escrow, and you send them, you know, dollars or whatever, drachma or whatever currency they want on PayPal, well, guess what? They just got your money on PayPal, and they didn't put anything up into escrow, so therefore you can't get anything because there was never anything put into escrow anyway because they're a scam artist.
You can dispute it on PayPal, and likely we'll get your money back because PayPal's notorious.
Yeah, you could do that. That's a possibility, but, you know.
I'm not saying, a lot of extra steps.
Agreed.
It's not going to feel good. It's not going to be fun.
No.
So you got to follow the rules in order to be protected as a buyer. So, and they will try to trick you. So we go to we're going to get to your calls and thoughts coming up here in a moment. I did promise at the start of the show that we would have a special guest, and we've managed to hammer out the technical difficulties to get him on with us. He is Benny Wills from BennyWills.com, a couple great YouTube channels, including Joy Camp and his brand new one, which is eponymous, named Benny Wills. Benny, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you saying technical difficulties, and it was actually just my own ineptitude and inability to get on Discord. But thank you.
Well, welcome. It's nice to have you back. I think the last time we had John was a couple of years ago at one of the Anarchapulco events.
Yes, it was the, I think it was 2018 when we were live and in person.
And you, I believe, have actually been named the MC of the main stage at the coming 2020 Anarchapulco. So congratulations to you for that.
Thank you. And yeah, it's... It seems to be in motion. Yeah, I guess I'm going to be the next MC for the event.
Great. It's a huge event. I mean, for listeners that maybe haven't heard of it before, if you're newer to the show, it happens in, of course, Acapulco, Mexico, at a just absolutely beautiful resort. I think there were about 2,000 attendees there last year, which makes it one of the largest, probably the top two, like it and Freedom Fest are probably the two top-tier competing events for largest attendance of any freedom-related festival on the planet. They had Ron Paul speak there, and, you know, if Ron Paul shows up,
it's
going to be a big event. So, you know, you may be introducing Ron Paul next year. I mean, how does that feel?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's an honor to be in such good company. I mean, I never would have expected that my path would lead me to such opportunities. So it's pretty cool.
Let's talk about your path for a moment here. Obviously, some of our listeners have probably never heard of you before. Richie in our studio is new too.
I'm fairly new. I've heard the name. I can't place it.
Well, so. I said Joy Camp to you early, and
right.
You said
and
you'd heard of that,
but I honestly haven't seen any of the videos.
So how did you end up becoming, I mean, how would you describe yourself? Libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist? Do you even describe yourself in those ways? And how did you get there?
Well, I think I identify so much with the anarchist principles. I feel more comfortable calling myself a voluntarist.
Yeah, me too.
If push came to shove, but I also don't like labels in general.
Mm-hmm.
My allegiance is to the truth. That's where I'm at. So I'm on the side of truth, wherever that takes me, and that's where it's. Well, this is where it's taken me at this point in my life. Yeah, as if there's any other way to be. But yes, that is what I am.
Well, how did you get there? What was there some sort of event in your life or issue, or what was it that kind of opened these doors for you?
You know, I've always just had a sense that life was more than what I was being told by authority. All the way back to elementary school, I just was always asking why? Mm-hmm. Why was I learning the things that I was learning? Why did I have to be in class? You know, who? I was always just a curious person, and so that naturally, I guess, evolved as I got older, and I just became so skeptical of politics and anybody who was telling me that I had to do something. I was never a good employee. I didn't take orders well, and I've always just been very independent. And it's been a natural progression. So there wasn't really
one thing,
a big moment. I did decide when I was about 20 years old to dedicate my life to truth. I really declared it to myself. I said, I want to know the truth.
And that's impressive at that age.
Did you say when you were 12 or 20? There was a little jitter.
12.
20. I said 20.
Oh, but I thought you said 12 too. I'm like, man, this is a precocious kid.
I wish.
That was the jitter then, because I also
because I declared that I wanted to know more about Star Wars figures.
Yeah, totally. It was when I was in college. I just, it was actually, I think the real turning point was when I was in college in San Francisco, and it was right before the election of 2004, and it was Kerry versus Bush, and at that time, I guess I was definitely leaning more to the left, and the sentiment was anybody but Bush. And I was really had mixed feelings about it, because I caught wind of the fact that both Kerry and Bush were Skull and Bones members, and I thought, well, that's weird. Like, of all the people, all the people in America, we have to choose between two Skull and Bones members. That's odd.
Two
and
then guys from the same secret club.
It was
bizarre, and I noticed it, and it was peculiar. And then this guy named Peter Camejo came and spoke at my school, and he was the running mate of Ralph Nader year. And he was no BS in the way he spoke. And and it was the most I'd ever liked a politician. And he was talking to us, and I was like, man, I like what this guy's saying. I wish I could vote for him. And when I had that thought, I became aware of my programming. I was like, whoa, why can't I vote for this guy? Why do I have to vote for somebody just to keep somebody else out of office when I actually really like this person I'm listening to? And that sort of created a little schism for myself, and I guess that was sort of a...
I love the terminology programming, because it is ridiculous that, you know, you think that I think, for whatever reason, I got to vote for one of these major party candidates because God knows I don't want to waste my vote. Are you kidding? Your vote's inconsequential. There's no wasting it. You know?
Right.
We got more coming up here. Benny, you're sticking with us, right, for a little bit?
Yeah, I'll be here.
More with Benny Wills here, and again, a couple of YouTube channels. We'll talk a little bit more about those. Benny Wills is his newest one.
Maybe a little poetry?
Originally, I got it. Poetry, yeah. A piece of his poetry, which is amazing. This was actually just an excuse to play some of that.
Yeah, really. It's so awesome.
Fantastic.
So
awesome. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whale. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Iran's foreign minister has left the G7 summit in France after making a quick visit. French President Emmanuel Macron invited him, hoping to ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran over their nuclear program. The foreign minister's visit was a surprise. The president said no comment when asked if he might meet with Javad Zarif. A member of Zarif's staff said on Twitter that no meetings with the U.S. were scheduled.
Iran's no longer the same country it was as it was 2.5 years ago. Yeah, but we'll do our own outreach. But, you know, I can't stop people from talking. If they want to talk, they can talk.
The president is sending mixed messages about the U.S. trade war with China. Many summit leaders are pushing him to ease frictions with Beijing over the tariffs. He first expressed second thoughts about escalating the trade war, then chose to increase pressure on China. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. We are open phones every single night here, and we will continue to be open phones as soon as we are done with our special guest. We don't do guests very often here on Free Talk Live. It's normally just open phones every single night, 7 nights a week. But every now and then, you know, somebody strikes me as, we ought to talk to that guy.
Right. I'd say at least half of the time, if not more than half the time, if we do have a guest, it's because I've pushed you to do it. The real rarity is when you get excited about somebody and have them brought on, and that's what's going on here.
And say yes to the can we bring them on? No, we don't do guests, except on special occasions.
Yeah, I mean, so we were giving him some accolades earlier, and certainly I knew that he was a talented guy when I saw Joy Camp, which is his YouTube channel, which is... You know, I will do my best to describe it. I'm sure you can do a better job. Benny Wills is with us here, but Joy Camp is sort of like a sort of half satirical, half honest look at the truth. And you know, like you've got a character on there called Conspiracy Guy who you can't really tell exactly which conspiracies Benny Wills actually believes, but he certainly is familiar with, it seems like, all of them and sort of lampoons it to some extent.
Well, art holds up a mirror.
On Joy Camp.
And I think that Benny does an excellent job of that.
You also got to be careful with satire. They're cracking down on that too now.
So I first saw you on Joy Camp, Benny. Denny, and I don't know where I came across that in, you know, the internet world. But then, you know, we met briefly at Anarchapulco, and then I saw you again this year at the very first Anarcho Vegas, and you were the MC there, and you got a lot of time on stage to share some of your poetry with the crowd. And Mark and I were doing our radio show most of the time there, but every time I was over by the stage, I would always, you know, stay there and listen to what you were saying, because it was really that fantastic. So I thought, you know what, we should have him back on. So welcome back.
I really appreciate that. Thanks.
How was
all the nice things you guys just said?
Well, okay. So now, how would you describe Joy Camp? Because that was my crack at it, just as a viewer.
How would I describe it? Well, someone called it conscious comedy once, and we all kind of like that. We really just were looking for a way to contribute when my friends and I started it back in 2012. And
wow,
we realized
awesome.
That, yeah, we realized that there was a serious lack of humor in the
yes.
quote truth movement and in the sort of the conspiracy world.
Oh, yeah, it's so dark and depressing. And
that's reaching out to the real world now, too.
Well, yeah. Everybody feels so beset in that particular movement, and, you know, for lots of good reasons.
That's because they believe that, you know, there's an evil cabal of men behind the scenes that are controlling everything, and, you know, there's all these different stories.
Well, everybody's always calling them a lunatic,
the rabbit
too.
Hole just keeps getting deeper if you follow it, and it gets really dark and pretty scary. So, like, there's a lot of fear-mongering. There's a lot of negativity, and you can't really attract people with that. I mean, you're going to attract a certain type of person. Obviously, people like Alex Jones or whatever are quite successful with their sort of fear message. But comedy is something people love, and that's something that attracts people. Creative skit comedy. You don't see that not just in the truth movement, but the libertarian movement. It almost doesn't exist. It's just a bunch of geeks reading a bunch of books or, you know, arguing on the internet. And so you brought something new to the table.
Yeah, exactly. We just wanted to bring some levity to the situation. And since we were all pretty performance and film-oriented, I mean, I've been studying acting since I was a kid, and I was a theater major in college, and we were all living in L.A., all trying to make it as, you know, make it in the business in Hollywood.
Waiting tables.
And I never waited a table. But I did as a substitute teacher and as an arts instructor, and I actually got hired at a coffee shop once, and I didn't even finish my first shift before I quit.
Wow.
I guess I've never been cut out for taking orders. I just don't do well when people tell me what to do.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
And I just wasn't. Yeah, so that didn't work out so well. But for years, Kevin is my sort of co-creator of Joy Camp. We were wanting to contribute in some way. We didn't realize that we could use what we were already good at and apply it. We thought we had to be activists in some way, and then when we finally realized, oh, wait, we can take what we're already good at and, you know, apply it to activism, I guess, it all fell into place. And we never really had any intentions with it. We just liked doing it, and people seemed to like it, and gosh, it's just been a real unfolding for me in the past, especially in the past, like, 3 or 4 years, what that's led to for me. But yeah, we just wanted to lighten it up a little bit. And I think that's the best feedback we get when people say that they were finally able to share something with a friend or a family member that was otherwise unreachable. And then they showed them a Joy Camp video, and now they were laughing and they were talking again. And, you know, that's really rewarding. And so then we actually became pretty passionate about it because we saw firsthand that these videos had the ability to disarm people, and we were able to, like, reach some people that were otherwise unreachable with taboo subjects. And, you know, we became pretty passionate about it, and then it's sort of hard to keep a group together. And as I continued to grow, and I outgrew my career in Hollywood, and I stopped wanting to be involved with that dark industry anymore, so I moved away and then really started stepping into my own sort of performance contribution, that's where my heart is anyway. I've been a performer my whole life, and now I'm performing my own work, and it's
beautiful.
Awesome.
So you left Hollywood because they tried to recruit you into a cult.
Well, I was trying to, like, force my way into a cult that I had no respect for, and then it was when I realized that I was just running. I was like,
Have you ever had a meeting with Harvey Weinstein?
No, it's funny. People ask me all the time, like, what I actually experienced in Hollywood, because I grew up in L.A. I was there from birth until 10 years old, and then I was there from 25 to 33. So I spent a lot of my life in Los Angeles and in the business, and my parents were actors, and you know, I've been saturated in show business my whole life, but I never saw anything or experienced anything too dark firsthand other than just people's attitudes. But,
right.
You know, the real, like, dark stuff that people talk about and speculate on, I've never experienced. I don't doubt that it's actually happening,
mm-hmm.
but I never experienced it firsthand. But when I did realize that I was trying to break down the walls of something that I really had no respect for and that severely compromised my integrity, I knew that I had to walk away, even though it was a lifelong dream. And that was a really, you know, bittersweet thing to do.
Why not pursue the dream and change Hollywood from the inside?
yeah, right. Well, I thought I could for a while. I think that's how I,
right.
I thought I was talking myself into it. I was like, I'll be the one, you know, I'll become rich and famous through a TV show, and then I'll use that money to fund my own projects. And then at a certain point, it's like, actually, I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah, that's the wonders of the internet. It provides people the ability, these creative outlets that otherwise wouldn't have them.
Because you don't have to ask permission.
Right. You've built anymore. This audience that otherwise right. would not have existed because, you know, you were trying to sort of mold yourself so that you could infiltrate or whatever a system that likely was never going to let you in, right? It's got these, you know, screens that are put up over time to keep people out that they don't like, and yeah. You know, it's so many people spent so much time banging their head against all kinds of different walls out there, and I'm just glad you figured it out.
Yeah, well, I figured out that when I first moved to LA, it was after I completed graduate school, and I thought, I'm just going to do independent film. I'm going to be an actor who just gets known for being avant-garde and doing, you know, smaller projects. And, you know, after a year, I was broke. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, well, how do you make money as an actor? And so I started really analyzing it. And really the best ways to make money is if you're a movie star, if you're a series regular, or if you're doing commercials regularly.
Yeah, commercials.
Commercials pay really well. So I turned my attention to commercials. I was like, okay, well, I don't want to work a job. I don't want to work at the coffee shop. I don't want to wait tables. But I don't want to be a slave to some job I hate. So I think I'll just, you know, figure out how to book commercials. And I did. I got pretty good at it. I joined a softball team that was represented by a casting office, and I started volunteering there and just figuring out what it took to book commercials, how to take my skills, which were classical in training. Like, I'm a classically trained actor. I mean, I studied Shakespeare, and I have a master's degree in stage acting, and how to, like, consolidate that into a commercial performance. And I did quite well for a while, but then I realized they're exploiting my talent. They're exploiting what I've worked so hard to achieve to sell products that I don't care about and are most likely damaging people. So it was a real, you know, integrity compromise.
Hold that thought, Benny. We're going to continue here in just a moment. Benny Wills is with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But we're breaking our normal format of open phones. We'll get back to the open phones coming up here in a little bit. To make room for a special guest, his name is Benny Wills. He has a website, bennywills.com. That's W-I-L-L-S. Not to be confused with Willis. Okay, it's BennyWills.com. And he's also one of the creators of Joy Camp, which is a great channel on YouTube. He recently launched his own YouTube channel, which is called Benny Wills. You can find some of his poetry there. And we're going to bring him back on the line with us. I had to look up this quote. It's attributed to George Bernard Shaw. If you want to tell people the truth, make them laugh. Otherwise, they'll kill you. And that's something that you're doing is you bring, as you said, you're bringing levity to the truth movement. Something that really, I don't know if anybody's done it before you. I mean, if they have, it certainly hasn't reached my desk. So welcome back, Benny Wills.
Thanks. And that quote is our channel motto.
We is it?
Have
nice.
That posted on our channel. Oh, yeah. Although we have it attributed to Oscar Wilde.
Ah.
I guess it can go. I mean, it's the message that matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're saying that the truth of who said the statement doesn't matter.
Well, I've heard that George Bernard Shaw was a eugenicist. So, I mean, it might be important.
Oh, poor eugenicists. They only get such a bad rap.
I don't know who said it. I just did an internet search and picked one of them.
Snopes could tell you.
Mark, yeah, right. Look up Snopes.
Before we continue, tell me about My Magic Mud, Mark.
Yeah, real quick about My Magic Mud. It is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It is great. I've used it for years now, just about the entire length of the product's history, and I won't live without it. It's one of those things that I simply will not exist without. I've got to have it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I am convinced that my teeth are no cleaner than the moment after I finish using My Magic Mud. It's available at health food stores, Sprouts, most major health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, Amazon. You can get it in pretty much any place you want to get it. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com, you can use coupon code FTL20, and you can get 20% off. And I say every time I do one of these reads, if you listen to only one thing I say, listen to me about My Magic Mud, because I believe in this product so strongly. It's, if you've, you know, as far as oral health goes, we all have to deal with it. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20. I think you'll be very happy that you did. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
So, Benny, you were telling us a bit of your story about how you kind of left the direction that you initially thought your life was going to go, which was a sort of a Hollywood direction, left that and went in a different direction to get away from, you know, a place where you're an industry where you would have to kowtow to the powerful and then ultimately end up being told, you know, what to do so you could be a star or have success. And you went off in kind of your own creative direction, and that resulted you sort of following, you know, your dreams or your heart, if you will, and that opened up all kinds of other opportunities that otherwise never would have presented themselves. And now, you know, here you are. You've got a couple of successful, I would say, Joy Camp certainly a successful channel on YouTube. Benny Wills, brand new. How long ago did you launch your own personal channel?
I think it's been about 2 months, so not that long. It's something I've been playing with for a couple of years now, but I finally took the plunge because it's, you know, it's been intimidating to start over from zero. But, you know, it was time to separate the two, I think, and we'll see what happens. I mean, YouTube is not what it once was, so I don't really know what's in store, but I'm hoping that everything is just on track and going to go the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah, it's just a platform. It's just one place where you can have a thing until they decide to get rid of you. So, of course, it's right. Always good to have your content somewhere else, and that was actually one of the things that we were talking about off the air was the library, which is a blockchain. It's LBRY. I think they finally got the .com. It used to be .io.
Okay. Yeah, I remember .io.
Yeah, I think they got the .com, and it's a decentralized blockchain-based video sharing service, and so they're backing up my channel, which is the Free Keen YouTube channel. So every video I upload to that Free Keen channel automatically gets piped into the library network. So if YouTube gets a stick up their butt about some content that they don't like or the channel itself they shut down, we're safe. Everything's okay because it's on the blockchain.
At what point do you start promoting that over the YouTube channel and just break away?
That's a good question.
I'll put it out to the guests as well. Like, you know, if you're only on YouTube,
now, when do you switch from the major platforms to focusing on just your own thing? I don't know. That's a good question.
I know that is a good question because, well, first of all, I mean, I've been uploading my videos, especially the JoyCam videos, to other platforms the last couple of years, you know, just in case, and YouTube is still where the traffic is, and that's the challenge. So people need a reason to leave YouTube, and unfortunately, too many people that say, quote, the masses are, they have no reason to leave. They think the censorship is good and that getting channels taken down is no big deal, if they even know it's happening at all. Yep. So I feel like it's good to have a dog in the fight over there and then, you know, have your backup plan, and then hopefully something takes off and people have a more incentive to. Maybe the whole thing, people just get fed up with YouTube because it's becoming so vanilla and just so dull. Hopefully people start to see that and they leave.
Well, because they keep banning all the alt content, that might make it a little bit exciting.
That helped to build YouTube, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's what really pisses me off about all of it, is that we all helped to build it, and now they're getting rid of us, and it's I mean, I can't say that I'm surprised, but it is
the same old story.
Right, that's what they do. They crucify the prophets. You know, they've done it throughout history, and you know, once they get there, then all the
well, Benny's safe because he makes people laugh. It's the ones that don't make them laugh that are going to get crucified.
Well, honestly, that is a part of my that's one of the reasons why I started the new YouTube channel, because I thought it's going to be a lot harder for them to censor poetry than it is to censor presentations, you know? I feel like it's harder to sense an artistic contribution than it is someone who's just giving you their opinion or telling you, you know, giving you a thorough presentation of facts. Like when it's artfully done, it's a little harder to, you know, quarantine. So I'm curious to see what they do with my work, because it definitely pushes the envelope, but it's done in a really charming and melodic way that I think is going to have a hard time. I feel like the algorithm isn't going to really know what to do with it other than bury it, but it can't really censor me. I'm hoping anyway.
Ian, can we hear some of this poetry?
Yes.
It's been the hour.
Yeah, we can. I just wasn't sure if I wanted to play it while he was on the line, because I don't know if he's probably going to go soon, I would guess. I've got 3 minutes, and we barely have 3 minutes right now.
Well, you don't want to. Well, this isn't the kind of thing you burst in on,
yeah,
so
no,
play it.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about playing it the next segment, but if you're insisting, Mark,
I want to hear it.
I guess we'll play it now. Here we go. This is Benny's one of the recent uploads on his channel at Benny Wills on YouTube called Race War.
Racism is not systemic. It's not genetic or endemic. It's really not the problem, although it is problematic. Problem is, it's nourished, endorsed, engineered, and encouraged in our society that's fractured, run by maniacs and bastards, dollar signs and bankers, politics and wankers. They want us fighting each other, blaming, hating, and shaming each other. So we're always looking laterally, horizontally, instead of up the ladder accurately. Divide and conquer is the method. It's the oldest trick in the book. Distracting us by blaming us. Well, they get off the hook. White cops versus black men. Just a clever misdirection. The police state versus everyone. And a war for your perception. Furthermore, let's explore American economics. Debt-based indentured servitude disguised as patriotic. The money monster taunts us and haunts us like a ghost. Drip drop like an IV drip, because without any, you're toast.
Now, I'm going to interrupt it there, even though that's probably bad, you know, from an artistic standpoint, just because we're short on time. Benny, you know, I don't know how much time you've got. If you want to stick for one more segment, that's up to you. I didn't ask you that in advance, so it's completely up to you.
Totally, yeah, I can stick around.
All right, cool. So we'll continue the rest of this poem, but just to comment briefly, this is definitely a theme that we discussed here, is the idea that government divides people, and it pits groups against groups, and they constantly are fighting with one another, and they never really realize the wool has been pulled over their eyes, and that it's actually, of course, the state that's the problem. It's the government that, you know.
In fact, if you listen to the rhetoric, they've got you down. Say, people will say, well, we are the government. Oh, no, you're not. I mean, if there's any evidence to that, go ahead and change one thing about the government.
Good luck.
Oh, it's going to take you 20 years to do that? Maybe that's because you're not the government.
Yeah, exactly. Benny, stand by. We're going to bring you back here. Thanks for the extra time. Appreciate it. He's Benny Wills. You can go to BennyWills.com. Check his YouTube channel out as well. We've got more on the way. Hour number two is next. And you can call in if you get a question for him. It's Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money, quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.